Welcome to For Such a Time as This. I'm Cynthia West. It is time to thank Jesus that He is the living Word and that He equips us each day to succeed, especially for such a time as this. And now, let's hear the encouragement of God's Word. Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed is the name of the Lord. Baruch Atah Adonai, blessed are you, Adonai. Hallelujah to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I am first and foremost a Christian, whether I am male or female, whether I am black or white, whether I think I am a Democrat or a Republican, I am first and foremost a Christian. As a Christian, a follower of Christ, Jesus said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God." So maybe this means I should filter things in my life to see if they are in line with the kingdom of God. So the Bible says I should pray for my leaders, God's way. 1 Timothy chapter 2 says, "First of all then, I urge that petitions, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be offered on behalf of kings and all who are in positions of high authority. This kind of praying is good and acceptable and pleasing in the sight of God our Saviour." Prayers are words. I repeat, acceptable in the sight of God our Saviour. So, if I am listening to a TV station and it denigrates our leaders, then perhaps I should not listen to that TV station. Perhaps I should not watch that TV station. Perhaps I should fear God and not man. In Job chapter 28, verse 28, God says to man, "Behold, the reverential fear of the Lord, that is wisdom." So, I encourage you to follow the TV station that follows godly principles. As a child of God, why would you watch those who are not in line with what is acceptable in the sight of God our Saviour? I encourage you to listen to the radio station that follows godly principles. As a child of God, why would you listen to those who are not in line with what is acceptable in the sight of God our Saviour? I encourage you to follow the media that follows godly principles and does not denigrate our leaders. As a child of God, why would you follow those who are not in line with what is acceptable in the sight of God our Saviour? Perhaps I should fear God and not man. I should know who I serve. God's words are powerful, so perhaps I should pray the words of Jesus for my leaders. "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven and in the life of my leaders." But human words are also powerful. Proverbs chapter 18 verse 21 says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it and indulge it will eat its fruit and bear the consequences of their words." We know that God's word brings life, but any words that are not in line with the kingdom of God do not bring life. So, I assume words that are not in line with the kingdom of God are anti-God. Words that are not in line with the kingdom of God are anti-Christ, the Anointed One. Words that are not in line with the kingdom of God are anti-what Jesus died for. So, I definitely do not want my mouth to repeat words that I hear in the media that are anti-God, anti-Christ the Anointed One, anti what Jesus died for. At the end of days, I will stand before Let me say that again. At the end of days, I will stand before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. At the end of days, I will not stand before man or a politician. I repeat, I will stand before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the King of the kingdom I belong to. Now, for such a time as this, another way to recognize those who follow godly principles is by God's word to us, the Bible. And in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5, God says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you." I would assume that means that there is life in the womb even before I take on human form. And in Exodus chapter 20, verse 13, God's commandment said to us, "Thou shalt not kill." That's in the King James Version. Now, I believe that means not killing babies in the womb. Now, please, please, please hear me clearly. To anyone who has had an abortion, God loves you. God loves you. God loves you. And I would never condemn you. Never condemn you. I would never condemn. But I cannot put down my mark for those who would uphold killing babies in the womb. Sir, madam, child of God, it is your choice. We all may have believed differently in our past, but it is your choice now that matters. For such a time as this, another area I would encourage you in is in Matthew chapter 25, verse 12, where Jesus says to the five foolish virgins, "I solemnly declare to you, I do not know you. I am not acquainted with you." I would simply say that the Holy Spirit is looking for those who know Jesus. I say again, I would simply say that the Holy Spirit is looking for those who know Jesus, not those who go to church, not those who sat in church. Perhaps it is time to show yourself, sir, madam, child of God. Are you a sheep or a goat? Are you wheat or are you tare? Are you one of the five wise or one of the five foolish? Matthew 24, verse 40, and in Luke 17, verse 34, says, "Two men will be in the field. One will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding at the handmill. One will be taken and one will be left. One will be taken, the other left, even between wives and husband." I have had to make a choice within my family, and I choose Jesus every time. Let us pray and ask God for ears to hear. Let us pray and ask God for eyes to see, for ears to hear what the Spirit is saying. God made us spirits so that He can speak to us, spirit to spirit. Spirit of God to spirit of man. Scripture speaks to our spirits. That is why we have to cling to Scripture, cling to the old rugged cross. If you feel so inclined, would you say with me? I'll say it first, and then if you would like, you can repeat it after me. Almighty God, I have read your Bible. I have read your words. Let it take root and bear fruit in all I hear and see and do. I'll repeat it again if you would like to say it after me. Almighty God, I have read your Bible. I have read your words. Let it take root and bear fruit in all I hear and say and see and do. Child of God, right now there is a supernatural drawing of the Holy Spirit. There is an urgency in the way that the Holy Spirit is drawing us to Him. It draws from our hunger for Jesus as we call out to Jesus, it stretches us supernaturally, drawing from the Holy Spirit. In John chapter 16, verse 13, Jesus said, "The Holy Spirit will take of, receive, draw from what is mine, and will reveal, transmit it to you." It may be that our yearning to be godly gives birth to the Great Awakening. Maybe that's why the Lord has had me quoting Isaiah chapter 60. "Arise, wake up, arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Arise from the depression that circumstances have had you in." The Bible says that for some there may be strong delusions. Romans chapter 11 verse 8 says, "As it is written, God gave them a spirit, an attitude of stupor, eyes that should not see and ears that should not hear." And that has continued down to this very day. Perhaps you could make this declaration with me, if you would so trust me. Repeat after me. "I do not wear the crown of sickness or disease. I wear the crown of Jesus. I do not curry the favor of man. I do have reverential fear for Almighty God, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords." Hallelujah to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And I declare over you today, as I make declarations, I declare that you have the mind of Christ. You can repeat this after me. Say, "I have the mind of Christ." Repeat after me. "I have the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. The Spirit of God, who is greater than the enemy in the world, lives in me. I have received the Spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus. The eyes of my heart enlightened so that I know the hope of having life in Christ. And now I declare over you, child of God, you have received the power of the Holy Spirit, and he can do miraculous things through you. You have authority and power over the enemy in this world. You are renewed in the knowledge of God and no longer want to live in your old ways or nature before you accepted Christ. And for those of you who haven't accepted Christ, I ask you today that if you would like to do so, would you please repeat these words after me? If you would like to say, "Dear Jesus, I repent of my sins. I turn away from my sins. And I ask you, Jesus, to come into my life, come into my heart, and be my Lord and my Savior. Holy Spirit, fill me now completely. Holy Spirit, show me Jesus and let Jesus be seen in me." Hallelujah to the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings who reigns forevermore. He is glorious. He is victorious. And his name is Jesus. And I declare that you belong to him and no other. In Jesus' name, remain blessed. Hallelujah. You have been listening to For Such a Time as This with Cynthia West, a time to share scripture and to encourage the body of Christ in their daily walk. I pray you have been blessed and encouraged by God's word for such a time as this. For more information, contact 772-344-8485.